reversals on them yet. I've got a reversal on Clinton where he talks about his balanced budget. Did I play that on your program when
he
announced balanced budget? He indicates that the balanced budget is not real. It's a fake. It's a fake.
Well, I don't need a reversal to know that, but but it would nevertheless be interesting to hear it from his very own reversed mouth.
Okay, so we're just pulling that one up right now, and we've got two reversals here, and here we go.
The budget agreement that we announced today would not be possible had it not been for the tough vote taken in 1993.
And the first reversal here says we had to sign it.
We have to sign it.
Again.
We have to sign it.
And that's exactly right. They had to sign it.
Oh, they had no choice. There was great political pressure. And then he continues on.
By investing fully $24 billion, we will be able to provide quality medical care for these children, everything from regular checkups to major surgeries.
And then he says, see the fake, look it up.
See the fake, look it up.
You hearing that one okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, look it up. All one has to do is go and look at the bill itself to see the fake, to use his own words.
Is so, your new house fireproof?
Oh, boy, what a question. We've actually been approached by a couple of builders who are offering to build a fireproof house for us, and I personally think we need to take them up on that, especially once you see the Strange Universe report tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
I live in a extremely risky occupation.
It's true, you do.
Yeah, I didn't really take it seriously when I first came out with this. I kind of thought a lot of it was just conspiratorial or paranoia mentality. And not only have we had the fire, but my office has been broken into several times, and we've been followed. And it's extremely bizarre, some of the things that have happened to us since we've gone public with this. So.
Well, even paranoids occasionally have their homes burned down.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's risky. I mean, when you begin to do this to people, to reverse them and expose them, you're not going to be their best friend all the time.
Well, our world lives. We live in a world of illusions and lies and half-truths and incongruities, and I personally think reverse speech is probably the first real technology available to us yet that can go straight to the source of truth. And, I don't want to sound like I've got a blasé attitude about it, but this is what I do, and this is what reverse speech is, and I'm certainly not going to stop doing it. I think it's a tremendous technology, and more people are using it all the time. We have literally thousands of people out there now with machines and finding reversals, and it's not going to stop. In the long term, in my lectures, I use a phrase, I want to start a revolution, and it's a revolution of truth, because we need it so desperately. It's the only thing that will save our planet in the long run.
You might want to check into what occurred to most of those fine men who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Right. I know exactly what you're going to say. And that may be so, but I don't intend to stop. We've talked about this before, you know, and if a house fire isn't going to stop me, I don't know what else will at this stage.
Now, you did, of course, reverse the famous Area 51 caller who knocked my butt off the air.
Yes.
Dislodged a satellite, if you want to believe that.
Yes.
And we'll get to that. And Mark Furman. I'm most curious about Mark Furman.
He has some interesting reversals.
And Brother Mohammed.
Uh-huh.
Did you get many reversals on Brother Mohammed?
Well, I've got about the six I want to play on the air. Quite frankly, he was very difficult to find reversals on. They were very scattered. He spoke in a very monotone voice.
Yes, he did.
And you really need a lot of the tonal inflections in voices to find the reversals. I've got some pretty reversals on him that will, I think... show at least where he's coming from.
And, you get more from emotion, don't you?
Oh, most definitely. Emotion and casual conversation. And the increase is very, very dramatic. In emotion, you will get reversals once every 2 or 3 seconds. But when you get to public prepared script, particularly if someone is reading or they're very monotone and left brain.
Then you don't get so many reversals. All right, David, hold on. We're at the top of the hour. You've got a good break here, and we'll be right back. David John Oates and Reverse Speech tonight. This is Coast to Coast.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from September 23rd, 1997.